your all-time favorite morning show.
And this program is coming to you and is a production thanks to the Cameroon Community Media Network in collaboration with International Media Support.
Today we are so blessed, as I said, to be guested by one of, the brains, one of somebody who has the brain as far as the medical profession is concerned. We are blessed to have him here with us. I have with me here on my left, Grace Ngwafwa. Tuswa Tehemba Ezekiel, he's on technics. And my guest is none other than my good friend. Welcome to the program again, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
That is Dr. Chebo Cornelius. He's in charge of immunization and vaccination. Doctor, welcome again.
Oh, thanks very much. It's always a nice pleasure to be on the airwaves of Abakwa.
We are going to talk lengthily COVID-19 and those people living with disabilities. Doctor, you are from the field. Just give us a picture of what it looks like in the field.
I was just coming in from the Nkwen District Hospital, where I went to look at how the activity is going on. This morning I saw some, at least there were about five people when I entered into the vaccination. The units where COVID-19 is being administered, and they told me they had quite a good number of people yesterday, that especially those people that came for their second doses of vaccine for AstraZeneca, that yesterday they vaccinated at least close to 60, and I think it's something commendable. And by this, I will use this opportunity to appeal for each and everyone that took AstraZeneca in the first dose, that the vaccines are readily available and we can move to any of our health facilities and take the vaccine.
Does COVID-19 really exist?
That would be... I don't know how I can put that type of question, because the question is so obvious in answer that nobody is supposed to doubt.
We've still got a lot of doubting Thomases out there.
And Doctor, that is quite strange, because with COVID-19, I always have a way of putting it, either you are affected or you are infected. But that can only be possible in terms of infection if you've made yourself available and you have been tested. Because when you look at the figures, especially in this third wave, that is, I think we are progressively coming down from the peak of the third wave. When you look at the number of figures, the mortality, the morbidity that it created, I think it gives us room. Anybody that doubts, in fact, just needed to visit any of our major hospitals, whether in Bingo, Nkwen Baptist, or the regional hospital, to confirm that COVID-19 is really something that we should take it very, very seriously.
Per my findings, this particular morning, World Health Organization see that as of yesterday, the 17th, that Cameroon has registered 106,190 confirmed cases with 1,770 deaths. Is the number rising or is it coming down, Doctor?
The number cannot be coming down. The numbers, since they are cumulative numbers, the numbers need to add and go up. They cannot come down. Just also to emphasize that is the situation of the region, whether of the country, but the Northwest already, we're at about 11,029 positive cases.
Wow.
We're close to 426 deaths. I think it is something very, very remarkable. And if we can have, also to emphasize that when you look at even the number of deaths in Cameroon, the region constitute, in fact, in the region we produce more than one-tenth of the number of deaths. Which means if you take the figure, you divide by 10, we will be above one-tenth of what...
Which is not so good for us.
Which does not resemble us. So it is high time we do all humanly possible so that we will be able to contain and bring this pandemic under control.
Okay, I just want to let our listeners know that they can call in and chip in a question for Doctor. Doctor has just got just less than 50 minutes from now, because at exactly 10 o'clock, Doctor will be leaving us. Our telephone lines are on 674-732-580. 674-732-580. 658-522-437. 658-522-437. The question we are putting to you, which doctor is trying to answer from this end, has he has already done more, is does COVID-19 really exist? If you have an answer, give us on 674-732-580. 674-732-580, 658-522-437. And please be snappy as much as possible so that we can go. As I said, please be snappy as much as possible. Oh, wow. Somebody tried to call in and the person is lost. I want to believe that is Dr. Tony.
This program is coming to you and is a production thanks to the Cameroon Community Media Network, in collaboration with international media support.
Well, Doctor, we are going to entertain questions, as I said. Yes, you, Doctor, you see, oh, let's go back and get this caller before we continue, Doctor. Hello? Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning, madam.
It's Charlotte from Bambili.
Charlotte from Bambili, Charlotte?
Yes, I know that COVID-19 exists.
Yes.
Yes, I have a question for the doctor.
Listening.
Okay. I want to ask that what has the COVID-19 vaccine got to do with a pregnant woman? Does it have to affect a pregnant woman? How can it affect a pregnant woman? That's what I want to know.
Great, Charlotte. Doctor, has listened to the question. Let's let Doctor give us the response before we take the next
Charlotte,
one.
Thank you very much for that. Your beautiful questions. As at now, in fact, the projections of WHO is that there is no effects of the vaccine on pregnancy. But the situation in Cameroon is that the Medical and Scientific Council, that is the body that regulates every scientific research or any scientific endeavor in Cameroon, is still very cautious about that. So if you look at the targets, we are actually excluding pregnant women. We are actually excluding breastfeeding mothers. But WHO, if you even enter in WHO and try to read on some of the papers recently published by WHO, it is very clear that there is no problem for a pregnant woman to receive the vaccine.
So, Charlotte, I think, received, a real answer. So, if you are pregnant, Charlotte, don't be afraid. Even though a doctor says that they are just avoiding, it's not a matter of saying that you people are exonerated from it. No. Just know that you have no problem in one way or the other. Doctor, we are talking about our region. How frequently do we have people come to you to for the test or statistically? Let's get this caller who is on our telephone lines before we continue, Doctor.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Who is this?
Pap Amina,
welcome to the program.
I'm excited, Doctor, for inside the last word. Good up.
Listening.
I like the way we talk.
Yes.
But I'm not being sure. Say the same you say you come inside Northwest to make the campaign for COVID-19. Because as you say, God don't defeat COVID-19 in this house, in this side. Why not cry, his doctor go down his knee to send me the prescription back now before COVID-19?
All right.
I'm not being sure. Say, please let me send me come for Northwest address. Thank you.
All right. Well, I think Pap Aminda is just wondering whether you have been sent here for a campaign for COVID-19.
I've not actually been sent to the region. In fact, I work and live in the region.
Okay.
So I did not come from somewhere else. I'm in the region and I live here. I'm one of your children.
Pap Aminda, may I just talk and clear? Dr. Chebo, now we picking for here. No be picking. We come now like no fear, Dr. Chebo. Dr. Chebo, now we picking. We it do work for here. You know, you just they do work now for COVID. I know you personally. They do work when you talk about humanization, other kind thing. Dr. Chebo, let us get this caller away there for the telephone lines. Hello? Well, please don't beep. Doctor is here. Doctor hasn't got much time with us. Not up to 50 minutes from now, Doctor is quitting us. Let us get my friend Che Gideon who comes knocking. Hello, Che Gideon. Good morning, Che Gideon.
I don't understand the question where you asked whether the COVID 2019 exists.
Yes.
In Cameroon or in the world?
Generally.
Generally, yes. Yeah, it exists. Really, it exists.
What about the Northwest? What about the Northwest?
The Northwest, it exists, God bless.
Okay.
It exists. For example, me for one, I've taken my vaccine already.
Okay.
But the problem is this. There is no trust between the government and the people of Cameroon.
Mm-hmm.
This is our biggest problem. Why people don't want to go for the vaccine? That is what is killing me. Finally, because like nobody trusts the system. It's like you maybe you go, they give you something that's going to kill you after. But okay. For the COVID 2019, they exist.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, Che Gideon. Doctor, quite an intriguing one there.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
No, you see, but we understand.
The conditions under which we are living, yeah. And people are just afraid. Let us see if we can get through to Tony this time around. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Che Bob.
Good morning, my brother. How are we?
Yeah.
I'm in the studio with Dr. Chebo.
What embarrasses some of our doctors is why is there food dragging when it contains actually treating this pandemic and using local natural? I mean, we're Africans. Why is the West sitting in their places and fabricating all the disease and sending them to Africa to come and destroy humanity? And when some of us get up, that we produce things that will be able to eradicate all these illnesses that are killing Africans. And you people, you are tracking your food down. Why are you people tracking your food down to be able to cure some of these diseases?
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
Thanks so much, Dr. for your
Tony.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to assure you that you cannot say we are dragging our feet on the ground. At least some of the local produce that we think can actually help in fighting these infections are progressively being approved. I think we already know of that of Cleda. And one funny thing is that most of us are working on these medications, but we don't take them to the scientific committee. So it is at times very, very difficult for them to even know that you have something that can actually help the population. Until you come forward, nobody will be able to actually help you.
Okay. Dobila, please just come back. Doctor has just exhausted what he was saying. Dobila, please just come back, Dobila, and so that we continue. We want to appreciate your calls. Please, once the doctor gives an answer, we give room to some other person to step in, at least so that all of us can share. Dr. Tony, please be a little bit snappy. There are so many people on the lines. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Dr. Tony.
Yeah, I wouldn't be embarrassed if the answer that is coming from Dr. Chebo. You are talking the Cameroonian language. Well, anyway, the body is in the patient's court to decide whether the guy with the disease or the cure he or himself.
No, right. Doc, I think I understand your plight very much. We should remember that the country is governed and there are people that are actually regulating all activities that we do. And I think once they deem it necessary, they always let us know what we can do or what we can use in order to promote the health of the population.
Now, let's welcome my friend here, Dobila, who is on the line. Good morning, Dobila.
Yeah, good morning, Sheikh. Good morning to doctor.
Good morning, sir.
I just want to tell people, you know, doctors, you don't know the constraints that with them. Tell me, doctor, special for commander here, now, brother. If you never know, doctor, don't work on Northwest here. Long, beginning from Kornonibu, other places there. So, Dr. Chebo, now, own brother and own person. Doctor, I want to ask a question. So,
okay,
my person go cross border any of these days.
Okay.
I don't know whether as yellow fever have been mandatory, COVID vaccine to be mandatory for we for cross border. Thank you.
For now, COVID vaccination no be mandatory, but COVID test be needed at the borders. So you go fine. I think you feel still approach yourself. The person fee approaches and make yourself available in my office, because inside that my office too, they also help for test people the way they travel. Where they will need that particular document for travel. If the person make himself available, I think say will be of great help. But the earlier it come, it better, because actually for you to travel, you need to register for the test online. And at times, you need about 3 days for that registration process to go. Okay. So that they feel book you online too.
Right.
So that by the time you even reach wherever airport or whichever spot you reach, your result go also there with them online. So there's a lot of information where we will share online especially for people the way they travel.
Before I come back for you, Magris, there's a question which Dr. Tony asked us. Dr. Tony was trying to find out why people are feet dragging when it comes to traditional herbalists. How effective have we are? Can we ascertain some of these herbs, Dr. Chebo?
At least we've proven, Bishop Kleda. His medication proved, because the medication was presented to the scientific committee and they had to review and approve. That is why I'm saying that many other doctors like him, they have very, very interesting things that we can use in Cameroon. But they are not for bringing this to the committee. We don't approve. Even though it's a parastatal, yes, but everybody there is a member of the scientific committee. You remember so well our late Professor Lantum?
Yeah.
He was a medical doctor.
Yeah,
but he was one of the greatest researchers as far as traditional medicine. Everywhere. In fact, he was known all over the world because of that. It is also because he was bringing his documents or his produce to be tested and approved. So you can have something that is so wonderful, but when you keep it with you and you are using it alone, nobody knows about it and nobody can advertise it.
It's the program Rise and Shine on the airwaves of Abakwa FM. You can get in touch with us via telephone numbers 674-732-580, 674-732-580 or 6585224376585224377. At your level, do you believe that COVID-19 exists? That's the question we are posing. And we've been having wonderful reactions. We've had wonderful reactions from Charlotte from Pabaminda, Che Gideon, Dr. Tony, Dobila, and quite a good number of people who are listening at the other end. You can equally give us a text message. We welcome back Dr. Tony. Let's hear from him. Yes, Dr. Tony.
Within the Cameroonian context, it's actually something that to be able to prove if COVID-19 exists in Cameroon. because some of us doctors, we don't want to open up certain cancer wombs. Well, in other countries, you could find the truth coming out, but within the Cameroonian context, well, it's all
the doctor. Dr. Tony, if you hear the way the doctor has laughed, you already answered part of the question before asking. Well, but let me go back to Dr. Chebo.
When you say Cameroonian context. Anyway, I know many of us don't believe on our system, but I think progressively the state is trying to reassure us and also to make us believe that what is emanating are things that actually should be believed and respected. It's true, we have a lot of differences, we have a lot of things that are happening. But remember, science remains science. If you take science in America, you come and implant it in Cameroon, mm-hmm. It remains science.
It's actually science.
You take it from here, you take it even to Britain, it remains science. So the issue of existence of COVID, I don't think it should even be an issue. I remember when COVID entered Cameroon, people were even saying that
we were
diagnosing positive cases because they were supposed to be given 3 million and so forth and so on. But I wonder, if you see me, do I resemble somebody that has actually chopped that up?
No way, doctor.
With the more than 11,000 cases that we have diagnosed positive in Cameroon, then we would have been more, maybe the gates of Kundenge might have been open to us because we would have been grand multi-billionaires. Because of COVID, the diagnosis on COVID-19.
How do you feel? I know you very well. How do you feel, doctor, when somebody comes to you, gets the vaccine, and is going home happily? How do you feel, doctor?
Just like any other person, I think I'm supposed to feel happy because that is one additional person that had been saved from having severe forms of COVID-19, even if the person happens to have. That is already life assured.
Let's get a caller on our telephone lines. Hello?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
This is Abdul Karim.
My good friend Abdul Karim. Good morning, brother.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome to the program.
Abdul Karim. Yes, I've not called to say I don't believe in the disease of COVID-19. It does exist, and there's so much evidence to prove that it does exist, and many people have died and infected of it. But I just want to say something in connection to what Doctor just said. that if a traditional healer or practitioner presents his or her findings for approval through test, then it will be good, it will be valid. Yeah, because we have a number of them. I don't know what is, it has become a source of employment. They just make noise around the place. You see somebody who brandish some herbs around and say it treats about 50 illnesses or health problems, which is not correct. In my opinion, I think the government should actually come out with a law that subjects them to present whatever thing they claim to treat to scientific tests before they can offer them to the population. Thank you.
No, that's my brother.
That's Abdul Karim. He's so specific, straight to the point. I mean, at times some of us, we sit here and we get some of these adverts. This should be Dr. Tony coming back. Hello, doctor. We reserve the other question.
Let me just very quickly answer Abdul Karim. Look, Abdul Karim, some of us researchers have to come out. You need to listen to me on a panel. Which it's not going to be longer. You will listen to me on a panel, giving the truth about natural medicine. One I can tell you, because I for one, as I'm talking here, I've championed the cause of research work in depth. I mean, I've revolutionized what we call medicine. I mean, I'm talking to a medical doctor. I'm not just talking to some. I'm talking to a learned medical doctor. I have revolutionized medicine in Cameroon, and of course, I've championed the green light for natural medicine, and that Western world will have to come here, whether they want it or not. They will have to come to Africa this time. We have been going to them several times, but they will have to come here. Yeah, but that's the truth. So I have come out with a research work. I've talked to professors. The medical doctors are on the therapy. Some of them have taken and given their testimonies. Their patients have taken my therapy and given testimony. That is what we call truth in science. In science, you cannot say A is B. No. When you want to say A, you should be certain that when they get to your therapy, they are going to see the truth, the scientific truth. And for patients, the only truth that the patient will give about credibility of a product is when that product is helping the patient. That is truth. The only truth. So, if Cameroonian medical science is still thinking whether they can ever handle pandemics, the solution is already there. They have to look for Dr. Tony by all costs. If they want to make money from natural, they should look for me. And with this time, the Western world must come this time to Africa.
Dr. Tony, there are quite a good number of people online. So please, we want to give room to many other people. Let's get Kings before you answer the next question, Doctor. Hello, Kings.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, a great doctor.
All right. Good morning, sir.
Yes. I think COVID-19 exists in Cameroon, but not the way our doctors are saying. Let me say government, because some of the things that the doctors are saying, they are coming from, they are what the government wants them to say. They are saying just what the government wants them to say. So what I know is that there is COVID in Cameroon, but not the way they are telling us.
No, thank you very much.
We have just some.
Okay, thanks very, very much, Kings. We just want to say that we are giving space to people to react. The lines are open for everybody. Everybody. It's a people's program. And we are so, so blessed to have Dr. Cheba with us. Not every radio house is having this opportunity. Yes, Doctor, I'm back to you.
No, thank you very much. I just wanted to say he has a right to his opinion. But as I said, science is science. COVID is there, and we need to do everything in order to ensure that we bring this infection under control. And then regarding doctor, as he was answering my brother Abdul Karim, it is true that he might think that we are slowing down, but how come that other doctors, native doctor or traditional doctors like him, are being brought into the limelight? Mm-hmm. It is because they are working with the scientific committee.
Yeah.
if you sit in your small corner, no matter how much success you do, if you don't publish,
nobody will know that you are doing anything.
If the person that discovered the aeroplane did not bring it into public, I'm sure nobody would have been flying in the air today.
Definitely.
So you discover in your small corner, you stay. I think, and I also want to acknowledge the fact that, truly speaking, we have a lot to gain from our traditional doctors, because the most of the plants that they use, they have great, great medicinal values. And these are natural plants that will have very, very little side effects. But unfortunately, most of our researchers, they don't, maybe, I don't know whether it's out of greed or whatsoever, they decide to keep their information to themselves. And they don't want the general public actually to have access to that information, so that every person, humanity, can actually benefit.
We continue to live Africa and always very secretive. I have some, Margaret, you have something there.
Yes, the social media is there always coming out with messages. Last time they came out with messages that the regional hospital was infecting people with COVID-19, and the director of the hospital had to debunk that information. This time around, we have another message, and I would like that all of us listen, and the doctor, and after that, he will have a reaction to that message.
Women of Zion, good morning. I beg una look the message we are just sent, and now so. A come off as on doctor for Bamenda. They say it is bloody for Bamenda now. That's for Northwest region. Corona don't spoil place. May any man call a family. Tell a family, say, may they avoid any crowded place. May they not go outside if it is not necessary. May they keep that safe distance. All that rules and regulation, may they keep them. That place, may they not go, because the general hospital for Bamenda don't be too congested, so they don't be in a tent for outside. Only today they move 88 cops for Bamenda General Hospital. May anyone call a family, tell a family, say it don't bat. It don't bat. May people avoid anything where na crowd. If it's not necessary, die place so na patio, may people, their family, may they no go. May anyone call a family, oh, because now na only we go protect our family, not the government. A bekuna.
This program is coming to you and is a production thanks to the Cameroon Community Media Network in collaboration with international media support.
Doctor, that's the message we are getting from the social media. 88 cops is removed from the regional hospital mortuary with regards to COVID-19.
I wonder whether we have that type of capacity.
to keep that, you see how the social media can magnify.
It's just
something.
An alarmist situation, but at least the information is not going empty.
Yes,
the issue of social distancing, the issue of avoiding crowds and so on, I think it is what we should commend in that message. Mm-hmm. But the fact that certainly this message might have been very old, because I can assure you at this present moment we don't have even 1/4 of our hospitals full in the region. Because we are, I think the statistics of this week show that we had only 4 deaths in the region. 2 were in Shishong, 1 in the regional hospital, and the 1 in Kambe District Hospital. Those are the figures that we had as concerns number of deaths for the Northwest region for COVID. And regarding hospitalizations, we are no longer experiencing an affluence. Our services are not under pressure. That is why when I started this, I said, we have left the peak of the third wave. Meaning, the number of figures, because there were days that we used to diagnose as close as 60 patients positive in a day. But progressively, we are moving out of that. And I think we are not supposed to be alarmed. Let's just remain calm and try to see how we can still put on our face masks, respect our social distancing, use hand sanitizer, and wash our hands as often as we can. Besides, these are general hygienic rules that also help us for other diseases, for other infections, and they keep us healthy.
Now, kindly step in and give us a distinction between these drugs. We have the Johnson & Johnson, the AstraZeneca. Good. Can you good and Sinopharm, Vala? Mm-hmm. That means we have 3 different vaccines. Can you give us a distinction between the three?
When you say distinction, I think I'll I will not enter the polemics about the vaccines.
All right. Just hold the question. Let's get Che Gideon and then I'll be back with you.
Okay.
Yes, Che Gideon.
Yes, Gideon is back again. I want to ask the doctor this question. There is this, some people say with a vaccine is not a guarantee that you cannot pick up the COVID 2019. I don't know how far is that because already I've been vaccinated. But with the vaccine, they say it is not a guarantee that you cannot pick up the COVID. Can he elaborate on that case?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Gideon. That is just the truth. And the truth is that you, even though you are vaccinated, you cannot contract the disease. I think I've been emphasizing this since I entered the studio. It doesn't prevent you from having COVID, but it prevents you from having the severe forms of COVID. Besides, the vaccination rate in our region is very, very low because as at now, when I consulted my data this morning, we are about 3.7% of the population vaccinated, and we want to reach at least 10% before December. You see that we are going very, very slowly. Meaning what? Since the vaccine does not prevent you from having the disease, just like there is no vaccination process that is 100% efficient. In fact, the most efficient vaccines are around 80%. Even the anti-tetanus that we take, the measles, the yellow fever that we vaccinate, they can protect you as much as 80%. Not 100%, meaning you can still have the disease just as well as COVID. And considering that our figures for vaccination are very low, it is very, very likely that you can still contract this. You take it, you will not have the severe form, but you go and pass it on maybe to your mother or your grandmother or whosoever is in your house, because that person also does not yet have that immunity since the person is not yet vaccinated. And by that, that person will keep on, it will pass to the next person, and before you know it, the infection will go round and round and round and round. So until we reach that 80% vaccination rate that we are longing to get to, which we can acquire what we call herd immunity, we still have every reason to protect ourselves by maybe putting on our face mask and using hand sanitizer and washing our hands and avoiding social distancing as much as possible so that we cannot contract this and maybe spread with other
Back to the question I posed about the differences Johnson & Johnson, Jennifer, and AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca.
Yes. Yeah, actually in the region we are using three different vaccines against COVID-19. We started with the Sinopharm vaccine, which we still even have some in stock at the present moment. We are using AstraZeneca that temporarily went out of stock but is fully back. And we are also using Johnson & Johnson. But for this particular campaign that we are into, which we started yesterday, we are promoting Johnson & Johnson. And the reason is very simple. It's a single-dose vaccine. And we think that by using single dose, we can actually easily reach the target that
the 80% target
to get, as compared to the AstraZeneca or the Sinopharm that you need to take two different doses at different intervals. The interval for Sinopharm actually is 3 weeks, and that for AstraZeneca is 3 months.
Okay. Wow. It's interesting, doctor. Now, you say we are about 3.7%, and you expect to get something like 80% by the end of the year.
10% by December.
10%.
We are targeting just 10, not even 80.
10% by December. If my arithmetic is anything to go by, then we have something like 44 days to the end of the year. How fast or how easier is it going to be, doctor?
That's why this campaign came up. And after this campaign, we will actually be making all our centers still open.
Okay.
For those that will be willing to come and take the vaccines. So okay. That might be, we have community workers that are in the field trying to encourage people and talk to them, since they are our own brothers and sisters and mothers, so that we can come forth, and those that are a little bit reluctant can come forth and take their vaccines. And I think it would be good to emphasize the fact that the vaccines are very safe. very minimal side effects, if at all they do exist. And we have not actually recorded any severe forms that can be disturbing to us in the region. But even whenever they occur, all vaccination centers are equipped to manage any emergencies if they happen to occur. But just to assure our population that we've not had any since we started the campaigns, because this is actually the third campaign we are using Johnson & Johnson in the country. Just to encourage people, you can imagine we are at the third campaign and we are still at 3.7%.
That's the information is, it doesn't go well. I'm always very concerned about those who are in the hinterlands, those who are in bushes, those who have escaped war, those who are, I mean, hiding themselves here and there. How feasibly possible is it for us to get in touch with such people?
On the contrary, I think when you look at the vaccination figures that are entering the region,
okay,
some of those places that you call bush are instead more protected than us that we are in town. Because if you look the data we have in the region, you'll be surprised to know that Womb Health District, with all the complications that it spans right up to the borders with Nigeria, they're actually leading in terms of number of people vaccinated, not even Bamenda, that has all the affluence with the population. It means that the population of Bamenda is still dragging their feet. And I think that is one of the reasons why we decided to also make ourselves available, so that we can encourage them through the radio to not to be afraid. Many people have taken, we have taken, and I think if we are still on our feet and we are doing well, Corona cannot be a problem with all of us that have already taken the vaccine.
A while ago, I posed this question, how you feel when you see someone who, the person comes to you, opts to be vaccinated. Now, on the other side of the glass, there are some people, you know, at least definitely, some people who are well-read, you want to think that these are the first people who are supposed to come, and you keep on running after them as if you are getting them in courtship for something, and they are not coming. How do you feel, doctor?
No, we always, but that is life. Remember, the vaccination program is not compulsory.
Yeah.
People have their opinions. People have their lifestyle. Let me even tell you, even some medical doctors are still
skeptical about the whole issue.
And unfortunately, even for us, we've lost about 7 health personnel in the region. And for your information, none of the health personnel had been vaccinated. And the last one is about a month ago or so. But vaccines have been in Cameroon since May 2020.
Okay.
So what has been keeping people from taking vaccines? I think the answer, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, it's sad that even the medical corps,
we are still doubting, and meanwhile we are perishing. And meanwhile we are receiving those cases, we are seeing them every day, and we can easily be contaminated.
All right, let's get Dr. Tony once more. Yes, Dr. Tony.
Yes. However, where Dr. Chebo, you took an oath to care for humanity. That's why you have to be in terms of the radio. Thank you for that outing that you've been making.
All right.
Even though the decision may not be so good as somebody would say. But one of the things that I should tell Abdul Karim and any other African is, if it is time for you to value your own and live with it, other than valuing somebody's own that will kill you, then Dr. Tebo, you raised an issue there about hiding and research work. What I can emphatically tell you is that one of you personally called me and said, I've heard that you had something. What is it all about? I'll send him the samples. He's working on it. He has already made a statement and he has sent me some patients already. If a medical doctor, a researcher doesn't see in what book he's doing, he will not be able to send you a patient. Of send you patients and so on. So I want to appreciate the efforts of some of you. Some of you are not as some Western doctors who do not even want to see anything African. Things are on the move, and you will see here very good news. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Tony. Yes.
I think I will comment on that. I want to commend you for your efforts. When I said hiding, it's not you, but majority, more than 98% of your colleagues We don't know what they are doing. There's no visibility. So we need to see what they are doing. I think if you are old enough, you remember the good old days of there was one Dr. Nkwende that used to be attached to the regional hospital. That was a traditional doctor. I think it is not today that we have been working very, very close with traditional doctors. He was open, and when there were also cases, he used to intervene. He was very, very close with us at the regional hospital at the time. All of us knew him, and when there were problems that we thought he could address, he was always called, and I think he never disappointed us as far as those results were concerned. So we should work, we are supposed to work very, very closely together. But how can we work when majority, more than most of the people that we are supposed to work with, we don't even know what they do? I think there was a time the government even asked that the traditional doctors should come out. There's already an association, and they should even try to fish out charlatans amongst them. So that, and they should, I think the third thing they wanted at that time was to project what each and every person was doing.
Specialty.
Because you cannot be a specialist of everything.
No, with one drop.
A jack of all trade and master.
At times with one drop.
it doesn't work like that. I think the issue of collaboration did not start today. And I don't think it's going to end today. On the contrary, it has to be promoted. Because Africa, I think the future of traditional medicine should also be given its place.
Welcome back, Dobila.
Yeah, hello, Doc. I just want to ask a question. I think of applying health conditions that could make someone be vulnerable to having side effects.
You got a question?
Of the COVID vaccine. For example, somebody who has some health condition that might not permit them to take the COVID vaccine. Are there any? Maybe you spell them out. You will help some people to understand.
No, thank you. Thank you very much for bringing that up. I just want to say here that the only things that can prevent you from taking the vaccine are issues of allergy. Maybe you're allergic to one of the ingredients that are inside the vaccine, just like any other vaccine or any other medication that you take. Once you're allergic, we always try to put you off. But regarding disease conditions, on the contrary, this vaccine should be fought. In fact, people that have disease conditions should instead fight to take, because they are instead the most predisposed to have severe forms of the disease once they contract it. And by this, we mean people that have high blood pressure, people that have diabetes, people that have respiratory tract infections, people that have kidney problems, in fact, people that have chronic diseases. When COVID-19 enters into the system, from experience with other other patients that have actually suffered from the disease, it shows that the situation gets worse. So we should instead be on the alert. And that is why the first doses of vaccines that came into Cameroon, we were actually looking for those people that have other diseases, other chronic diseases, what we call comorbidities, so that they can be prevented. There was even a week in the region here, most of our patients that died were diabetic patients. And that is why we decided to be proactive. If diabetics can actually attest to that in all their clinics now, there's always somebody there that will be talking to them about COVID-19. And those that are giving consent are always and always administer the vaccine, because they are the people that we really need to protect.
The present campaign targets people aged between 18 plus. Why 18 plus? Are we saying that those below the age of 18 cannot contract the COVID-19 virus?
That is not true. In fact, some countries have already started to vaccinate above 5 years, even in Africa. That is the situation of Namibia. They started vaccinating above 5 just about last week. Cameroon, we cannot go below 18 for now, simply because the quantity of vaccines that we have, if we target that age, in fact, most of the people that are predisposed that might instead contract the disease and die may not even have the vaccines. Imagine us just entering our primary and secondary schools. It means all the vaccines will finish in a day. Then the people that are actually supposed to take the vaccines will not have vaccines. So it is better we reserve for those that we think are still very productive, because that's the productive part of mankind above 17. We protect them first, and if we have a positive balance of vaccines, we can now start looking at maybe bringing down the age to cover the much younger generation.
It's an interesting program, Rise and Shine, we have with us here in the studio, Dr. Chebo Cornelius. He's in charge of immunization, and we are so blessed to have him here.
This program is coming to you and is a production thanks to the Cameroon Community Media Network in collaboration with international media support.
We were asking you whether COVID-19 was real, whether it was existing in your area, for you just to tell us. Our telephone lines are still on, 674-732-580, 674-732-580, 658-522-437, 658-522-437. You can call us and you tell us your own views on this whole issue. Doctor, we have just barely less than 10 minutes to round up the program. Before we actually go, Doctor, we've had the situation, we have had the picture. You have presented the situation and the picture to us here, Doctor. Now, my question now is, what should we do? The way forward, Dr. Chepo?
I think the way forward with COVID-19 is simple. If we are above 18, let's make ourselves available in the nearest health facility. Because especially we in Bamenda, all our health facilities are vaccination centers during this campaign. So you just move to the next health facility and you easily take your vaccine. As you take your vaccine, please, let's also not forget that we still need to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have seen people coming to tell us that they took vaccine and maybe a week after they tested positive.
Mm-hmm.
But they also forget to know that they might have even contracted the disease before they were vaccinated. Because for you to be actually protected, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks after vaccination to actually have a good protection against COVID-19.
Okay. There's this question that keeps on lingering my mind here. We have the Johnson & Johnson, we have the AstraZeneca. All right, let's get Dr. Tony for the last time this morning. Doctor, good morning.
Hello, Doc.
Good morning, yeah, sir. Once again.
First of all, started by Ms. Balaba of Health Immunity. I would like to assure you and the Scientific Committee of Cameroon that there is already something to solve this problem, but the problem of antivirus is the problem of body immunity. So something was really designed to be able to maintain a strong modulating and strong immune boosting system. So you are here for this, you have to know that there is already something that has solved this.